Thermal Energy Study Guide Answers. Student-friendly target. I can describe the relationship between temperature and energy. Number one, define temperature and heat. Heat is the flow of thermal energy from a warm area to a cooler area. Temperature, the average kinetic energy in a substance. Number two, how are the temperature and heat related? Temperature is the amount of heat energy in an object, but more importantly, it is influenced by how heat flows. Jenny places the thermometer into a glass of water. Describe what will happen to the thermometer for the next 10 minutes. Answer. Depending on which is warmer, the heat energy will flow from the warmer to the cooler object, and the thermometer will eventually reach the same temperature as the glass water. Number four. Maria puts a thermometer into a cup of cold juice and watches the thermometer reading go down the next several seconds until stopped dropping. Why did it take several seconds for the temperature reading to stop changing? Answer, it takes a few seconds for the heat to flow from the thermometer bulb into the cold things. Number five, a glass of cold soda was left outside in the shade. The graph that shows how the temperature changed over time, so temperature is the y-axis, time is the x-axis. What can you conclude from the graph? And the conclusion is that the temperature of room temperature was approximately 72 degrees. Student-friendly learning target. I can recognize how heat transfers. Number six, thermal energy is transferred from a warm object to a colder object. Seven, the temperature of a glass water increased 5 degrees Celsius to 10 degrees Celsius. What must be true about the glass of water to cause this to happen? Something outside the glass is warmer, causing the heat to flow from it to the glass of water. Number eight, if two equal glasses, for example, 8 ounces of water that is 90 degrees Celsius and 8 ounces of water is 20 degrees Celsius, what is a good prediction that the final temperature will be? The answer, approximately halfway between the two at about 55 degrees Celsius. Student-friendly learning target. I can distinguish between convection, conduction, and radiation. You also need to use your doodle notes for this because that would be a good resource. Number nine, define the three. Convection currents are the transfer of heat in a fluid, such as a gas or a liquid. As a result, the movement of fluid itself. Conduction, the transfer of heat through a material directly contacting it. Radiation, it does not require any touching. It is the transfer of heat via electromagnetic waves through space. The same thing in common for all three is that they are all heat transfers. Energy travels in all and any direction, and then they all occur going warm to cold. Number 11. Identify each example of conduction, convection, and radiation. B. A snake warming itself on a hot rock is conduction. The snake warming, touching the rock is conduction. The rock warming, getting warm from the sun is radiation. C. A puddle of rain water evaporating in the sunlight is convection. The interior of a car warming up when the sun left in the sun is radiation. E. Drying your hair with a hairdryer is convection. The sunlight feels warm outside during the hot day through radiation. Wind feels cool against your skin through convection. Your hand feels warm above the hot stove for convection. And then the handle of a metal spoon in a hot soup gets warm through conduction. You can also use your doodle notes as a great resource for you. So please keep that in mind. You also have links to this in Google Classroom, Remind, and then they will also be on the team webpage. Have a great break. And be ready for the test because it's happening on Tuesday.